The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
R.I.P. Shock G. Even though, Tobes, this was like semi, you know, comical and like kind of like that fun, a little bit less grimy hip hop, people disrespect Shock G. That's the guy basically that discovered Tupac. Seattle, Washington's own, man. This song. Let's see if I got this right. Young people are here. I actually have three young people on the show today. Darius and Max and Toby. This song slaps?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that correct?
You got it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it slaps.
Welcome back to the program, you guys. G&D on the fan. That's Toblerone in for GP, Tobias Altizer. You're hearing him do a whole bunch of stuff today. He's doing updates and the show. I think it's underrated. I think that's a huge deal. He's like dual threading. You're the Jaden Daniels of this program today.
I wouldn't say that.
Thank you for
correcting
me. I might
be more the two interception Jaden Daniels, but less the five touchdowns.
Still on the field.
Jaden.
Your favorite host from the fan. We're doing a live show January 31st. B. Mitch and Finley, the Junks, Grant and Danny, we're shedding all the restrictions, uncensored, behind the scenes, Super Bowl preview. Just come hang out with us at the Tally Ho Theater. Go to thetallyhotheater.com for your tickets. Grant and I basically did like the announcement last week, and people who are smart right away grab like the first several rows. If you're in, you get it. Leesburg's awesome. Tally Ho Theater's awesome. And I'm adequate. But everyone else will be there, mostly the Junks. You can see the Junks and should be Hall of Famer Brian Mitchell. We're doing a roast of those guys. Again, I don't know how I'm going to do that. I worked up all the courage to make fun of Brian Mitchell, one of my childhood heroes. I did that, and I guess I have to do it again, which I can't believe. Anyway, it'll be a lot of fun. So it's really cool. Tallyhotheater.com for those tickets. What did the break with this? And I want to do this now. We'll talk amongst ourselves, then we'll talk to you guys. 800-636-1067. Million different positives from yesterday. And that's all it was. It was positive. It can be relatively positive that they were able to beat a team without Jalen Hurts. It can be positive that they don't win the game without DeMonte Smith dropping a pass, but you still had to go down against the number one defense. It can be a small positive. It can be massive. Whatever you want in between. Quantify it your own way. Choose your own adventure here. What did yesterday's win mean to you? There's a bunch of narratives that we all had that were narratives because they were true, quite frankly. You didn't have a quality win. You do now. You didn't have a win against a team with a winning record. You do now. You didn't have a Jaden Daniels playing great in the cold. You had that. Whether it's a little thing like throwing over the middle was supposed to be a bugaboo. How about your game-winning touchdown with everything on the line with 6 seconds to go over the middle, throwing with anticipation? A perfect spot. A million different things you could pull out of there. What did yesterday mean to you, Topes?
It showed me what Jaden Daniels has become and will be, and that is the dude. It's not that I didn't already know that, but it reinforced it a million times because I'd never seen him have to go out there and single-handedly win the game. There was nothing else going. The defense struggled in the first half. They'd let Saquon go crazy in the first quarter. They were down at points pretty big. The offense had nothing going in the run game outside of Jaden Daniels. It was all on Five's back, and he was up for the task. And so to me, it showed me that he can do it. And it was to the point that in the second half when they come out, they're throwing screens, they're running the ball. Cliff, what are you doing? Just throw the ball with Jaden, let him do his thing. And I don't think in my entire lifetime that I felt that way about any quarterback, for sure in Washington, and there's not a whole lot of quarterbacks in the National Football League in my lifetime that I felt that way about. Like, stop worrying about everyone else and just let that dude go win the ball game. He's your only chance. And to me, that's what it cemented, was seeing Jaden be able to go out there and single-handedly put the offense on his back and win that football game. I already knew that he was awesome. I already knew that he was the franchise guy. I already knew that he was going to be a stud. It showed me that he's already there just 15 games into his rookie season. So it cemented to me that he's even more that dude that I already knew he was.
800-636-1067. Let's go to Disco and Laurel, who I think feels the same way. Disco, what do you got, buddy?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, guys. So I was at the game yesterday. So two things that I learned yesterday is, one, and I'm not saying he's going to be Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady, but you know how you felt, guys, when everything went – if you wanted to win anything, you had to go through the New England Patriots or you have to go through the Kansas City Chiefs. I kind of feel like that's what I learned. In the future, we're going to be a problem. You're going to have to go through the Washington Commanders with number 5 at quarterback. That's what I learned. We're not going to lay down, and we don't even have the personnel and the talent mm-hmm. that some other teams have yet. So we're going to be a problem. What I learned yesterday is that in the future, all roads to the NFC title or through the NFC East will come through Washington. The second thing, more importantly, is never leave until the clock says 0-0-0. Guys, let me tell you something. I'm 3 rows off of the aisle. The interception of Jaden threw, it was 2 minutes and 36 seconds left on the clock. People, I'm like, this isn't Ron Rivera's era. This isn't Jay Gruden's era. Guys, we're going to win this game. Oh, no, I got to beat the traffic. I get it. Some kids have babysitters. They got other commitments. But if you're leaving to beat the traffic, you're missing iconic franchise moments. What I learned yesterday, do not leave as long as number 5 is on this team.
Thank love you. It. Appreciate you, dude.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can leave if it's Carson Wentz. Don't leave now. You might see something. And if you stayed, you did. Raphael in Calvert County, what did yesterday's win mean?
Hey, like he said, you know, to the Fat Lady scenes and to the clock is zero. That's when you leave. Happy or not, you know. But then trying to leave, I would laugh and go, we got two timeouts left. They got two timeouts left. But I'm so happy that what means to me this win. We beat their defense. We beat their defense coach.
Mm-hmm.
We beat 11 guys. We didn't beat one person, you know. We beat 11 guys.
Tough to hear you there. I think the point, though, that Raphael was making is I understand Jalen Hurts was injured. And this is the point I made earlier in the show. If you missed it, you'll be able to grab that rewind function on the Odyssey app when we post the put the cast. 100%. He'd be a pretty good player. Jalen Hurts doesn't play defense.
Yeah.
That defense is excellent. Philadelphia's turned in some really good work to this point this season. That was the same defense, by the way, that shoved it on you about 5 weeks ago. They did that to that defense. That's the point to me that I care about. I understand that if Jalen Hurts is still there, there's a great chance you don't win that game. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Maybe a fix was available that they, you know, ended up hitting on anyway to stop Barkley and company, but I don't know that you do, just given the problems that Hurts and company present, right, with how good he is with the RPOs. I know scrambling and running on his own, but he's so good at ball handling, right, with that you hold that ball an extra inch, yes, or an extra beat to let the defender come in, or, you know, somebody crashes, then he can pull it back and throw that slant to A.J. Brown or whatever. Like, I don't know that you win that game with him. I do know you deserve some credit for hitting him hard enough that something happened to him, but that's not the point here. The point is that our guy beat an excellent group. They just put up 36 points on an excellent defense with one short field in there. That's a pretty big deal to me.
Yeah, I mean, football happens, right? Things happen. Guys get hurt. People drop passes. Things go your way. So that things sometimes don't go your way. Great. How many times have they gone the opposite direction? I'm not going to apologize because Devontae Smith dropped a pass in a big spot. I'm not going to apologize because Jalen Hurts got a concussion and wasn't able to return. That's happened to us before, and, you know, Philadelphia is not feeling bad for us. I don't care. Leave that for WIP. They can come up with excuses why they didn't win. We have Jaden Daniels, and we won. That's all that matters.
Let's go to G in Springfield. What did yesterday's win mean?
Hey, guys. Yeah, so yesterday's win meant a lot. Like, to see a rookie quarterback do things that haven't been done since 91 is really a good, you know, thing to see in the future. I'm 33 years old. I was born in 91, and this is amazing to watch. And like you guys just said, like, he legit beat the defense. This was considered the best defense in the league coming to this game. And for him to score 5 touchdowns would, and us, like, you know, having 5 turnovers, he never, like, got, you know, shook or anything. He,
yep,
he had composure, and he did his thing. So, yeah, I see us having a bright future. And, yeah, man.
Darn right. Appreciate you, man. Happy holidays to you. 800-636-1067. I'm thinking in terms of narratives, right? Because remember, one of the big stories coming in is, you know, Grant and I talked about this a bunch, and I'm not saying this to dunk on us or whatever else, because this was information. Their best win was what? Arizona?
Yeah.
Coming into this game,
mm-hmm,
and that's okay. By the way, in year one of a rebuild, I can spin two. I've been yelling at everybody for months now. I can spin two plates. Plate number one is big picture. They have a good owner, a general manager, and a quarterback. I'll figure the rest out as we go, and that's what they're tasked to do. They're probably not quite ready this year to beat the Philadelphias. They're probably not quite ready this year to try to compete with Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City, Detroit when they're healthy and right. Maybe even Green Bay, Minnesota. They're not quite there. They don't have the horses. They don't have the Billies and Joes just yet. I'm not, it's disappointing, but I can't possibly be mad about it, right? And as they're getting mud stomped early on in that game yesterday, I'm going, okay, they're not quite ready. Let's see if we can beat Atlanta next week, a team that's probably a little bit below them in their same bucket, but no harm, no foul. The other part is, spinning plate number two now, is they got a shot right now this minute, and wouldn't it be frustrating if they let it kind of all slip away? You know, like, as you're watching each individual game as a competitor, as somebody that likes for your football team to win, et cetera, you could root for the now, but also acknowledge that the future, as G just said, is incredibly bright, and that's obvious. So to me, I'm watching yesterday going, this year's team, this group right now, probably not good enough to compete at the highest levels. That's okay, but still frustrating. Gone now. They just did that. That happened. They just competed just now with one of the three or four best teams in football. Again, I know the quarterback was out, but he don't play defense. I just saw it. I just watched you, when you had to be one-dimensional, have that one dimension be good enough to put up 36. There's no way, if you told me that Brian Robinson fumbles twice, they run it like it's you and me back there, Tobes, that they're going to put up 36 points against that hawkish defense, against that group that makes everybody look terrible. That narrative is gone. I got more narratives that were punted out the window like Tressway had plenty of time. 800-636-1067. Yesterday's win wasn't just a win over a division rival. It stomped a bunch of things out. What did it do for you? What does that mean? Jay Gruden at 5. Don't go anywhere.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.